Now to our first feature, written by Trevor Heaton. They are symbols of longevity and abiding mystery, and Sarah Lusher is here to tell us about the life and times of the yew tree.
We'll never know who made it, we'll never know who lost it, but sometime around 450,000 years ago, so long ago that it was between ice ages, one of the ancestors of modern mankind lost his fire-hardened spear in East Anglia. The spear was lost in what became, eons later, the coastal town of Clacton, and the tree that provided the wood for this presumably once precious item was one of the most fantastic of all species, yew. The 1911 discovery, now in the Natural History Museum, remains the oldest wooden spear to have been found in the British Isles, a remarkable find which is testament to the fact that the interaction of the tree and mankind goes back an astonishingly long way. This mysterious tree is famously long-lived, but quite how long is a bit of a mystery. And it has no business growing in our area anyway, as its natural habitat is on well-drained limestone and chalk soils, and yet they do appear, often in company with some ancient churches. Yew have never flourished in East Anglia because they thrive on barren soils, Gary Battell, Suffolk County Council's tree officer, explained. But if you looked at the magnificent yew tree hedges that flank the approaches to the National Trust Blickling Hall near Aylsham, you'd be forgiven for doubting that. They must be some of the best in the country, vast architectural hedges that beautifully frame the heart-stopping site of the 17th century house. Keeping them clipped and tidy is a huge undertaking, a lot easier since mechanisation and cherry pickers, though, which takes place every August and takes a fortnight. The vast number of clippings produced are gathered up for a very special purpose. They are used in the production of a drug called Taxol, which helps in the treatment of some cancers. Just another surprising feature of this tree. Our ancestors had no idea of all this, but they were all too aware of the power of the tree to harm. Livestock were kept away from eating the leaves, and humans from sampling the sweet-looking red berries, for poison lurks in these leafy corners. Taxus baccata is one of only three native British conifers, the Scots pine and juniper being the others, and it is famous for living a long, long time. But quite how long is a matter of fierce debate. They do live a very great age, but they're very hard to date from tree rings, and they are a tree that looks older than they really are, Mr. Battell pointed out. After a few hundred years, the heartwood of the tree starts to disappear, making estimates based on tree rings impossible. Its growth rate seems to change too. So researchers have to fall back on measuring the girth of the tree. The oldest tree in the British Isles is thought to be the famous Fortingall yew in Perthshire, which could be anything between 2,000 and 5,000 years old. The greatest English tree was the Selborne yew in Hampshire. Richard Mabey, in his marvellous book Flora Botanica, said the tree might have been planted at Anglo-Saxon times. Sadly, the tree, which had a girth of 25 feet and 10 inches, was fatally damaged in a storm in 1990. East Anglia struggles by comparison. Our oldest may well be the one in the churchyard at Preston St Mary near Lavenham. Its trunk measures 11 feet 11 inches wide and could be 850 years old.